So I'm going to say two words, and if you are a theater lover, you will fall into a deep swoon. They are Bernadette Peters. Okay, we'll wait. Bernadette Peters has been nominated for 7 Tony Awards. She's won 2. She'll be receiving a special Tony Award for her work with animals next month. Then there were her films. Steve Martin wrote her part in The Jerk for her, and there was Mel Brooks' silent movie. And on NBC's relatively new TV show Smash, the behind-the-scenes making of a Broadway musical, who else would they want but Bernadette Peters to play the Tony Award-winning actress who the cast begs to perform a signature tune from Gypsy? Bernadette Peters is going to open the Boston Pops season tonight. Lucky people who have a ticket. She joins us from a kind of an empty office. Bernadette, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, sophisticated questions about approaching Symphony Hall's acoustics or interacting with conductor Keith Lockhart. But who am I kidding? We all decided what we really want to know is, what is it like to be Bernadette Peters?
Well, Bernadette Peters is thrilled to be singing with the Pops because it's one of the best orchestras in the country, and I love Keith Lockhart. So what can I tell you? You're happy if you're me.
I mean, does it at this point feel effortless for you to embody a song?
Oh, you know, I love singing, and when you do concerts, you get to choose what you want to sing, and so I pick things that I have a strong connection with and that I love to revisit. And wonderful things like No One Is Alone and Children Will Listen. And it's just great for an audience to hear also.
Care for the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen.
Can you give us a sense of some of the things you might be playing? We've heard that you might sing When You Wish Upon a Star.
Yep, that could be. And I believe I'm going to be doing some songs from Follies, the show I was just in. But, you know, I never like to tip my hat ahead of time of what I'm going to be doing. I like sort of like the audience to go on this, to be surprised and, like, enjoy the evening and enjoy the journey.
Well, just, I mean, you may not sing it, but When You Wish Upon a Star, in so many ways it's just seared on many memories, but what is it about that song that...
A star is something anybody can wish on. You don't have to be rich, you don't have to be pretty, you don't have to be anything. It's kind of lovely that anyone from any part of the world and any walk of life and any situation, basically, can look up at the star and make a wish. And basically, it's making your intention have focus.
We found you performing on YouTube. Let's listen.
The music, of course, has to carry the words, which is why I'm such a great fan of Stephen Sondheim, because he writes both the music and the lyrics. And they're just so intertwined. They express exactly what he wants to say so thoroughly.
Not a day goes by, not a single day, but you're somewhere a part of my life. Looks like you'll stay as the days go by.
You know, how did this all start? Because I did read that you were born Bernadette Lazzara, an Italian-American.
Yes.
Your father drove a bread delivery truck. By the way, was it Dugan?
Oh, no. Actually, okay. It's funny because my uncle drove a Dugan truck.
I love Dugan bread
trucks.
Weren't
they good? Dugan cakes. My uncle drove that. But my father had his own bread route.
But then I hear, you know, as a three-year-old, you were performing. When did it go from kids who perform, and that's lovely, to someone who feels the music so strongly?
Oh, I think it started strongly when I was a teenager, and you know how you have all these emotions that are inside you that need to come out and no way to express them. I had a wonderful singing coach that I'd go to once a week or twice a week and just sing all these great songs that I would love, that I just pick and love and sing. Sometimes it was songs of the day, sometimes it was, I might as well be spring, you know, what'll I do and mean to me, things like that.
About The Voice in general, it's never been more popular, I think we can say, with all of the programs, The Voice and American Idol and all the singing competitions. And yet, there's been a lot of criticism of the modern popular voice, that singers start at 1,000% and stay there.
Well, if you start at 1,000% and you have no place to go, then definitely there's no leeway for events to happen within the song that surprised you. I like to leave leeway for all of that. What does this lyric mean, and where do I begin with it? Where do I go with it? So that there's excitement within a song, because you start somewhere and then the song and what you're saying takes you to another place.
You mentioned you're going to be opening the Boston Pops season. Just if you could, a little bit of what's different for you. I mean, there's obvious differences when you're on the Broadway stage and you're also embodying a character, but what's different for you when you're on the concert stage?
Well, there's no fourth wall. You're not playing a character. You're yourself. You can pick different songs that are the different characters that you've played. You can go through many different experiences.
You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad, do-do-do-do. First you make a person hazy, so a person could be mad, do-do-do-do.
And you can talk to the audience.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that. We just came back from New York, taped some stories that we're going to have on Here and Now down the road. We spoke with Tracy Bennett, who plays Judy Garland in End of the Rainbow. She's both on stage in a Broadway stage, and then she turns around and she's playing Judy Garland and interacting with the audience. And she said, as a Broadway actor, that's the scariest thing she's ever done.
Yeah, that's something that's learned from... I've been doing concerts and nightclub, you know, 30 years, so that's something that you have to learn. And to break that fourth wall and to look at the audience, that's something you have to get comfortable with.
Yeah. We were asking her, as you're looking down the row and you're making eye contact, I can't imagine the feeling when you come to the sixth person, and I can't imagine this happens to you, but they have their arms crossed across their chest and you haven't got them yet.
Well, you can't think about that. You have to think they're just cold.
It's their problem.
Their arms are across their chest because they're cold. Then you forget about them, and then you go on and you figure they'll come around later.
Tony Award-winning singer and actress Bernadette Peters, who will be opening the Boston Pops season tonight. Is there a song you'd like us to go out on? Another one of your favorites.
To go out on. Being alive is good.
Let's do it. Thanks so much and have so much fun.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks so much.
Somebody hold me too close.